temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8-2, Pirates leading. Two in scoring position, two outs for the Rockies, a run in. And the 2-2, strike three call. Nicholas finishes the Pirates' victory. They take two out of three as they beat the Colorado Rockies today, 8-2.
Super weird, man. Pirates take two out of three from the Rockies, and the game that they lose by 12 runs, and that's the game where they had a real starting pitcher, and a good one, Jarrett Jones, who didn't pitch all that well. Fly ball pitcher, Coors Field, didn't work out. But they win the two bullpen games, and so I'll just start the show admitting this. I don't know jack about baseball. No one does. No one does. Luis Ortiz and Carmen Majinski, game one. Carmen Majinski gets the win in game three of the series, and you walk out of Colorado taking two out of three, and you go 3-3 on the road trip, which, hey, after losing two out of three in St. Louis, I'll take 3 out of 3. But I have long-term questions and concerns about the viability of this Pirates team, Doran. I get what they're trying to do here. You wanted to put Skeens on an extra day of rest. They are trying to not baby him, but be careful with him, because when he goes out there, they've let him throw 100 pitches, and they've let him throw 104 pitches. So instead of diminishing his pitch count, they are trying to add days between starts. But you only have four guys in the rotation right now. So, long way of saying, I feel like they kind of got away with this one, Doran. Like, I don't know that they believed that they were going to win those two bullpen games, but they kind of got away with it.
They got away with it, and the reason why they got away with it, because they played a horrible team.
That's true.
Like, and whoever's excited, and I don't feel like there's many people excited right now, just kind of searching through and looking through the Twitter.com, as you say, about the management of the series at some points. But you lost a game 16-4 to a really bad team, and then you beat that team twice in a series. I mean, that team is awful.
They're one of the only two teams that's not in it in the National League.
They're awful.
It's Colorado and it's the Florida, Miami, whatever the hell they are, Marlins. The only two teams that don't think they're in the playoff race.
So I like to. This is kind of how I watch the Pirate game, and whether I bet on it or not, I like to see total bases of each player, because that kind of tells me where the minds are at of what they think scoring-wise will happen. And that tells me where they think that the Pirates will be and if they'll score a lot of runs. They're usually spot on. And I always look at the total bases, and it's like, okay, you know, Brian Reynolds minus 110 for two total bases, meaning, okay, he has to get a double, or, you know, he has to get a single and a single.
Yeah.
And the last game, actually all the games, I mean, guys like Yasmani Grandal, Triolo that were playing, Telez that was playing,
Jason DeLay,
Sawinski, like they were minus money to get two total bases in each game. And I've never seen that with a Pirates game. And I was like, okay, like that means that who's ever pitching, and obviously the Rockies are horrible. So I was like, this is okay. You could feel decent that they went on the road and they went to Colorado and they won a series, but they beat a bad team and they almost gave away this series to a bad team.
Yes. Yes. And I don't think you can continue in perpetuity having these bullpen games. It's not going to work. Now, I get that Martin Perez should be back in short order. Ben Cherington said on his radio show that Burrows will be back at some point during the year. He's a top 10 prospect in the Pirate system. I'm not sure that that means he's going to be a Pirate. We'll see what happens with Domingo Germán and Marco Gonzalez. But I feel like they should have let Skeens pitch yesterday. I'm not going to let the result of the game change my opinion on that. Like, they rolled the dice and it wound up working for them, but I don't think you can give him an extra day of rest and just expect that it's going to work out more often than not. If they had played, to your point, the Reds or the Cardinals or any other team, frankly, in the National League besides the Marlins, they're probably not winning both, if either, of these two bullpen games. And you can't focus on August and September right now. You just can't. If later in the season you want to roll with a six-man rotation when you've got the bodies, when you have Martin Perez or maybe Domingo Germán can factor in this thing or whomever, or maybe you acquire, my God, a starter at the deadline, or you put Luis Ortiz in the rotation, later on in the summer, if you want to do that to protect against Skeens getting fatigued or Jared Jones getting fatigued, I understand it. I just thought yesterday, boy, you were basically going into it set. I know you won, but you were basically going into the game, sacrificing the game for the betterment of Paul Skeens. And I don't know that you need to do that now. I feel like you could wait on that.
So you're against what they did, is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, even despite the result, yes.
I mean, they're kind of admitting, which is very odd, that they admit now that they need this game tonight against the Reds, which is a divisional opponent, and they want to have their ace up there. But they didn't admit that they needed the game against the Cardinals. The last game, right?
Yeah, you're right, man. It seems like a tug of war going on internally within the organization.
Yes.
Like, we'll throw out the most Sunday of Sunday lineups in the final game of a Cardinals series, and we'll basically wave the white flag. We'll give everybody an off day, Nick Gonzalez and Andrew McCutchen and Connor Joe, and then we're going to prioritize the Reds game. I know a lot of people have said, a lot of people on social media, they want Paul Skeens to start today at home to get an attendance boost. I'm sure it's a happy accident. I'm not sure that that factored into their thinking. I think they're just trying to protect their guy Skeens. They think he's going to be more effective on an extra day of rest, and you're trying to protect the guy's arm who only threw 120-some-odd innings last year. I really don't think the home game had to factor into all that. But your point is a good one. I mean, look at, yes, man, it is, frankly, I know Colorado's bad. It was a miracle they won. Josh Fleming. He was excellent. Four innings, two strikeouts, no earned, but he's got an ERA of 4.70. Then you hand it over to Majinski, who in both of these games has been excellent in the first game of the series and then in the third game. Two innings, no hits, no earned, no strikeouts. But he's got a 4.67 ERA. So you get out of Fleming and Majinski, six innings, four hits, no earned runs. That's an excellent start if you think of those two as your starter. Then Brühl goes an inning, only gives up one. Kyle Nicholas goes an inning and gives up one. But here's the point. 4.70 ERA for Fleming, 4.67 for Majinski, 6.75 for Brühl, 5.40 for Nicholas. And then Jason DeLay, Michael A. Taylor, Jack Sawinski, Jared Triolo, and Rowdy Tellez are the bottom five of your lineup. Colorado does suck out loud.
Mm. All right, think about it.
I mean, dude.
Seriously.
Again, I'm okay with later on, when you have a full rotation, going to a six-man rotation. If you feel like that is the only way you're not going to have to shut down Skeens or Jones late in the season, I am all for it. But how many more of these bullpen games are we going to have to endure? Here's what they should do. When Martin Perez is healthy, he's your fifth starter, and then just have Luis Ortiz be your sixth starter. Right?
Yeah.
Let him start games and let him, I mean, he was excellent the other day. They've now stretched him out. I think he has kind of rediscovered himself. He's got an ERA under 3. The walk issue he seemed to have earlier in the year, that doesn't exist anymore. He's not striking out guys the way he did when he came up to the big leagues, but I think Luis Ortiz, who's a dude that we thought could be a starter coming into the year.
Didn't he start last year?
He started last year. He started the year before.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why Bailey Falter was in the rotation. He's proven me wrong, certainly, and a lot of people wrong. I thought it should have been Luis Ortiz from day one. Well, it sure is, you know, what needs to be Luis Ortiz now. And rely on him as your fifth starter instead of this weird, bizarre bullpen cobbled together nonsense. Because a lot of these guys, like Brule and Nicklaus, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if either one of those guys got DFA'd in short order here. So, long way around this, let's go on 5 days rest until you've got a legitimate starting rotation in here. Because you're getting away with them. You're getting away with them right now. These bullpen games, what are they, 3-0 now in these bullpen games in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
That's great. Isn't that odd, though, that the bullpen kind of stinks, at least apart from Bednar, Holderman, and Chapman.
Right.
And yet now you're 3-0 in bullpen games.
It is very odd.
There's some hidden vigorish going on.
What other two wins were there?
So you had this one, you had Monday, or game one of the series, whatever day that was.
Okay.
And then, so these two, and they did one recently, too, another one. Wasn't it against the, my brain's not working. I'll figure it out.
Well, I just want to, like, the lineups and the teams that they're playing. Like, are they doing the bullpen games against good teams? Like, obviously, obviously two games were not.
Boy, they do not respect the Rockies at all.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, at all. And that's the other thing. Like, you say we come out of it and it's not like people are super high on taking 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. Well, it sure does beat the alternative.
Yeah.
Where you play a bad team and you lose 2 out of 3. And I'll be honest, going into yesterday's game, I did not have high expectations of them winning the game. And I was kind of thinking this would be where we look back on the season and go, oh, that Rocky series is where everything started to go south. But no, they live to fight another series, and you got a big one tonight against the Cincinnati Reds with Paul Skeens on the mound. We'll get into that coming up next. And there's a guy that I've been critical of, Doran, that someone tweeted out his stats compared to others around Major League Baseball, and it turns out a guy that I think has kind of not lived up to it is actually doing that and then some. I'll tell you who that is when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a text at 412-928-9370. Do you guys realize that most teams in baseball use bullpen games all the time? The Dodgers use them more than most. It's fairly standard practice to use them at times during a season. Yeah, no doubt. Rarely do you see 2 in 1 series.
Right.
Right?
Right. Like,
and they did that to themselves. Like, you didn't have to move Skeens back. You didn't. Now, if you want to tell me you're prioritizing the Red Series, okay. Okay. We have talked about that. Like, division games are going to matter, especially when every team in the division you are battling with for a wild card spot. But to put yourself behind the eight ball potentially, because you have decided, not be forced to, but decided to use a bullpen game twice in 3 games, I just didn't like it. I'm happy they got away with it. I'm happy they won 2 out of 3 in Colorado. The other side of the coin would have been disastrous. But doesn't mean just because it worked, I have to like it.
Well, I mean, they use the example of the Dodgers, right? this person. The Dodgers bullpen is not waving the right white flag and saying, you know, their bullpen can win them games and it can look legit. Here, you're like, okay, like, we're just kind of giving up.
Yeah.
Like,
it feels that way.
Yeah.
When every single pitcher they threw yesterday had an ERA of 470 or higher.
Wasn't Fleming DFA'd?
Yes. And then he goes and gives you four scoreless innings. No one would have thought that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just put Luis Ortiz in the rotation. Now, it might be, you know, six eggs, half dozen, whatever that saying is, but Luis Ortiz has shown enough for me to put him into the rotation. Now, I guess it means because they haven't that Martin Perez should be back soon. I don't know. I'm okay with doing these games spread out. I'm okay with doing the six-man rotation thing or a bullpen game every now and again later in the season. But two in one series just is a little too much for me. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I said there's a guy that I've been critical of that I probably need to be less critical of, and that's Brian Reynolds. I didn't realize this. You guys let me know if you are surprised by this. So Brian Reynolds, he's making $100 million. And with that comes, for me anyhow, really high expectations. Like $100 million ain't all that in a bag of chips in today's Major League Baseball, but for the Pirates, that's a lot of money. And he's got a 768 OPS. Doesn't seem all that great. He's hitting 267. Doesn't seem all that great, although it's better than what he's hit the last couple of years. But someone tweeted out, one of these Pirates bloggers, and now I forget who it was, so my apologies. He's in the top five in just about every National League outfielder category.
Mm.
He's fourth in among NL outfielders in OPS. He's seventh at 267 in batting average. He's fifth in home runs with 9, and he's fifth in RBI. So what the hell have I been talking about? Brian Reynolds is a top five outfielder in the National League.
That just came to be, though, because he's gotten a little bit hot.
You're
in the
right
last
about
like
that.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, he's gotten hot. But if you do this before that, I bet you he was somewhat last.
Yeah, he wasn't.
No,
he wasn't living up to it.
This is very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he does. This is what he expected him to do. Like, he gets hot at certain points, and that's why they paid him that much money. But leading up to it, I would be willing to bet that he was very, very low.
Yeah, he probably was not. He definitely wasn't in the top 10 in any of those statistics.
No.
Probably far away from the top 5, top 10 in those statistics. But this is what you expect from Brian Reynolds, is to be a top 10, maybe in some categories, top 5 outfielder in the National League. He needs to keep that going. And Nick Gonzalez, dude, has been unbelievably good. Is there any reason to believe Nick Gonzalez shouldn't keep this up?
No.
I don't think so either.
Just how aggressive he is at the plate. Like, mm-hmm. he is in command of what he wants to do at the plate every single time he gets up there. And he comes through. And you even whenever he gets up, like, I have the confidence that he's going to get a hit. It's like, okay, yeah, he's going to get a hit. Like, what can they do around that? Like, that's just how well he's playing right now. I have no, like, confidence to think that he would go backwards
at
this point.
It's kind of amazing. He's their best hitter right now.
Mm-hmm.
And by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
Got an OPS of 850, an OPS plus of 140, which means he's 40% better than league average. He's hitting .312. This is what he's always done his entire life until last year. He didn't do it at the major league level. And you've got Jack Sawinski, who, okay, yesterday, nice, but he's been struggling. Nick Gonzalez has been the one pleasant surprise. And I just hope he can keep it up all season long. And O'Neill Cruz has really come around. Reynolds is on that 15-game hitting streak. You just want the rotation to get healthy. If the rotation can get healthy, you can go on a little bit of a run here. The Mets have won 10 out of 14 games.
Yeah.
That's what we're waiting for from the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if they're like under 500 at the deadline, but still in shouting distance. I don't know what Charrington's going to do. But if you win 10 out of 14 games, I think you're almost going to force his hand.
That's what you got to do. And that's what you said last week. And I kind of ran with that whenever you were out last week. I mean, you have to force his hand. And are they in that spot right now? I mean, they're making it a lot harder for themselves. They definitely are, but they're close. I think. I mean, I'm not saying close to being like a playoff team or anything right now, but they're close to forcing the hand to say, if we add, this will give us the best chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that they're like, I just don't know, but I go through waves just like everybody else. Like, I don't know what they are.
I feel exactly the same way.
Like, I almost want the season to be close to the end to see what they're going to be.
Yeah.
I really do, because like I have no idea.
I talked to a huge Pirate fan yesterday, as we do, and he said, we're in this place right now where they're not a good baseball team. I mean, they're not above 500. They haven't been since the first 2 weeks of the season, but they're not bad. So you're hanging on every pitch. You're watching every game. You're caring about every game, and they've been up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. They're not winning five games in a row. Haven't done that since the beginning of the season, since they started, 5-0. Like, they are maddening right now. And some of the things that they do, Doran, to your point, mm-hmm. make me want to pull my hair out. After they beat the Cardinals in the Skeens game, that was a hell of a baseball game, low-scoring game, and it felt like in June, as close as you're going to get to a playoff game. It's against a team that you hate. And I'm thinking, okay, you won that game, and you beat the Cardinals, and you kind of felt the whole way, oh, the Cardinals are going to win this thing. You're going to do the Cardinal thing. They don't. And I was as high on the Pirates after that game as I've been all season long, and then you lose the next two. And then you have a bullpen game. And then you lose 16-4. And then whatever the hell happened yesterday happened, and they win the game, and it's 8-2. But still, I mean, it's a bullpen game, and Brule's out there, and Josh Fleming, and I know this isn't good talk radio. I don't know what to think.
I don't either.
Because you look at the bottom of their lineup yesterday, and that's not a playoff team, but they're a game out. So you consider, just like the Reynolds talk, man, you look at Reynolds at face value and you go, eh, do you feel like he's having an elite season? No. But compared to the rest of the league, he kind of is. You watch the Pirates. Are they a good baseball team? No. But is anybody? No. The Mets were left for dead. They're a game and a half out of a playoff spot right now, which that kind of sucks because I was hoping Pete Alonso and J.D. Martinez would get traded. Yeah, I don't know that they're going to be. All right, coming up next, Paul Skeens goes tonight. We're going to get into Skeens because it's a Skeens home game. Like, did they do it so that he helps push ticket sales? We'll get into that. And then also something unforgivable that happened this weekend, which it's a few days removed from it, but boy, do we got to talk about it. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The Pirates are 34-37. That is mediocre. Are they closer to being a good baseball team or a bad baseball team? You can vote at _ Adam Crowley. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Jason Mackey going to be joining us on today's show. Mark Caboli going to join us at 9 o'clock. And then Dan Zangrilli, also in the 9 o'clock hour. One thing that has me a little bit concerned, guys, Jared Jones, his last seven starts has an ERA of 4.97. Now, do I think that Jared Jones is going to be that guy the rest of the year? No. I think the league has kind of punched back on him. The reason I'm not overly concerned is because one of the games in that seven-game span, he absolutely crushed the Los Angeles Dodgers, mm-hmm. which means that it's in there. But to turn it to Skeens, now that Jones is coming on hard times a little bit, it does make every Paul Skeens start that much more important. Like, you kind of need Skeens to go out there and be Skeens tonight and get it done, and you could pick up that win and get this series started off on the right foot.
Do you think he will?
Yeah. I don't know how you could doubt that guy.
I know.
He has been the prince who was promised. I mean, he's got an ERA of, what, 2.43? Like, we were talking before he got called up, what's a fair expectation for this guy? We didn't want to, like, heap too much on him. But I always reference this. Gerrit Cole, as a rookie, was very, very good. He had a 3.22 ERA. Paul Skeens almost a full run lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
If he had done what Cole did, I think we'd all be dancing in the streets. And here's the weird little nugget about Skeens. If he finishes top two rookie of the year, you're going to lose a year. You're a control there. And I think he's going to finish top two. I think he might well win the rookie of the year, guys. Like, he's been that good. And I don't think that there's any reason to believe he's going to fall off. Because like Jones, Jones kind of reminds me of a rich man's Roansy Contreras.
Yes.
Throws hard, two pitches, slider, fastball. He's got other stuff he can mix in there, but doesn't. Skeens, I feel like, all right, oh, they're on my fastball today. I'll throw the 95-mile-an-hour splinker.
Right.
He started throwing the curveball the last time out. He's got the slide. He's got like four or five pitches that are all plus. So even if Skeens were to like fall on hard time, oh, the book's out on Skeens. I don't know that the book can be out on Skeens, if that makes sense. He's just got so much to offer.
So they're basically tied for third place right now, the Pirates and the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is big.
Big series.
So that's why I didn't mind them not playing Skeens yesterday.
Set it up so that you've got this divisional
series here. I think they, as crazy as it sounds, I think they recognize that the Rockies are that bad. I know we went through this before, but I think they were like, okay, like we could probably get by with not having Paul throw today. Like, why waste him today when we need him on Monday but against the Reds? But then that, to me, is very odd because you didn't approach that way, and it didn't have anything to do with Skeens, but you didn't approach that way against the Cardinals. Like, you kind of waved the white flag against the Cardinals. Why is this game more important tonight than the game against the Cardinals, the rubber match against the Cardinals?
I don't think that there's like this big necessarily disconnect within the Pirates organization, but you know, that Sunday-ish lineup against the Cardinals seems like a Derek Shelton decision, and Skeens getting moved back a day seems like a higher organizational decision.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so like, I wonder if Shelton had his druthers, if he would have had Skeens pitch yesterday. I don't know the answer to that. Now that they won it, this all sets up good. Like now that, hey, hindsight, you won the series, you won the game.
Good on you.
Yep. Now you're rolling with, you got Skeens, then you got Falter, and then you got Mitch Keller. Go out and win 2 out of 3 against the Reds. And wouldn't it be nice, damn it, if they swept the series? You sweep the series, you're back to 500, and now you're 3 games up on the Reds. Massive. The difference between winning a series and sweeping a series really is big.
Mm-hmm.
Really big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And ever since Neil texted us, said the baseball gods don't like
it's hard
sweeps.
To sweep.
I've had that in my mind every time. Every time since then, I'm like, oh, they're not going to sweep now.
I can't believe that they got shelled the way that they did in game 2 against the Rockies. Like, I made the executive decision, these late games. Like, when they made it 5-1 to Rockies, I was like, I'm going to bed.
Right.
And then I woke up 16. What the hell?
Like, what happened?
Baseball, man. Baseball's weird. How about Yasmani Grandal the other day? The easiest stealing of home in Major League Baseball history. Derek Shelton talked about it after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just timed up the throw. You know, he just timed up Yaz's throw and made a baseball play.
That was lazy.
Just lobbed it back to Jared Jones.
No sense of urgency. And all game long, I kind of made a mental note of it, but I didn't think it was like a huge deal. The number of times Jared Jones had to come off the mound to catch the ball, that's a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
That's laziness from the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
If I were Derek Shelton, I'd have a lot more money in my pockets. I would have yanked Yasmani Grandal from that game. I would have made an example of him. That is not the way we do it here. This is not a team that is high-priced. There's not superstars, apart from Skeens, right, littering this roster. Do the little things well. Play hard. Bare minimum, don't be lazy. I would have set an example.
Yeah.
Like, that to me was, I have never, hyperbole, I have in recent memory not been that mad about something that is so preventable. Good on the Rockies for taking advantage, but Jared Jones, when he caught the ball, he was pissed. And he should have been. And I feel like Shelton's explanation, well, he timed it up right. He did time it up right. It's because your catcher was being lazy as bleep.
Does that fall in the realm of, like, the cell phone falling out of the pocket a couple years ago? Like, of just, like, atrocious baseball?
To me, it is worse.
Yeah, because, yes, I see what you're saying. Because
it affected the line. It gives you less of a chance of winning the game, or run scores. And that is within... That is baseball. That is whereas the phone thing falling out, it doesn't affect anything. It just looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
Both not good, but this was a baseball play that never should have happened. And it's something that they clearly scouted, which means that that's something that he does routinely.
Right.
Yes. And by the by, he sucks. You knew, not to make this about Ben Charrington, but like you knew Andy Rodriguez was not going to be a factor this year. You expected Henry Davis to not stink out loud. But Yasmani Grandal is a guy that you really thought you could count on. He's got an OPS below 500. He's worse. He's worse than Austin Hedges because not only can he not hit, he also is not the defensive stalwart, obviously, that Austin Hedges was. Like, I'd have benched his ass, and I'd made him an example. And I don't know if I would go so far as to DFA him. If they had enough healthy catchers, I think I would have, though. Like, that is how bad that was to me. It was the Deontay Johnson giving up of baseball.
Yeah.
And I think it needs to be looked at that way, and I think fans look at it that way, but I don't think Derek Shelton really cares. And that annoys me. You should care about something like that. 412-928-9370. Henry Davis, concussion symptoms. Jason DeLay has the big double yesterday that scores three runs. I would have Jason DeLay get the lion's share of the catching opportunities until Henry Davis is healthy enough to go. Because
unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
And if I'm, do you think the guys in the clubhouse are pissed?
Yeah.
They should be. And then do you think they get mad at the manager? Like, for not? Maybe he did give him the riot act, but just...
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. He didn't sound perturbed by it one way or the other after the game. And I realized that was one of the 16 runs that were scored, but, like, you know, that's going to happen in baseball from time to time. You know, good teams are going to have double-digit runs put on them at some point. But that is so preventable. When their catchers are healthy, I'm DFAing him for performance and then otherwise. We'll talk to Jason Mackey about that coming up at 8. We'll talk to Dan Zangrilli about all that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up next, it's going to be hot this week. What's that mean? We'll tell you. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes, Cam Hayward talked to Mark Eboli about finishing his career perhaps elsewhere. And wait until you hear a place he mentioned. Might get that blood boiling. We'll talk about that. But first, here's a text. I love these, Doran. These are the best. What would you say to trading Jack Sawinski, Triolo, and a starting pitcher prospect to Oakland for right-handed pitcher Mason Miller? Make him the closer with Bednar and Chapman. Yeah, it'd be great to have Mason Miller. If they gave you Mason Miller for Sawinski and Triolo, I think you fire their general manager.
You're right, they're not going to do that. Do you need Mason Miller, though? Is that where you need an arm?
I mean, they need a bullpen arm. So if they
He's a closer, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, he would automatically be my closer. I'd move David Bednar to the eighth inning. Okay. I'd move Hollerman to the seventh inning. I'd have Chapman be your sixth inning guy. Hey, you'd have the best bullpen, potentially. You would in baseball. But you're going to be able to go out on the the trade market, and find a reliever and not have to give up a lot. But love you, texters. Love you, listeners. Come on now. We can't do the all the Pirates bad players for everyone else's good players trade deadline thing. Hey, imagine picking up the phone. Hey, hey, Billy Bean, you open for business on Mason Miller? Yeah, sure. What if we offer you Jared Triolo and Jack Sawinski? Click. Hello? Hello, Bill? Billy, you there?
You there?
Where are you at? Come on. Nah. Give me a break. It would take a lot to get that guy. He throws 103 miles an hour. And, yeah, he'd make a huge difference. I'm guessing that Oakland is going to field a bunch of offers for this dude, but we're talking about top prospects going back, multiple top prospects, to get a closer of that caliber.
And I watched the Yankees-Red Sox game last night, and they were talking about that, the Yankees possibly inquiring for Mason Miller. They could do it.
Yes, they could.
So that's what
you're
going
to watched a
against.
Baseball game last night?
I did, the whole game.
Red Sox-Yankees, you watched the whole game?
The whole entire game.
Who won?
Red Sox.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said what like that surprising.
One they like won significantly.
One
too.
Of those two teams had to win. You do it with the guys? With
What's
your
that?
Sons?
Yes. I had them sit down in the first inning. I was like, watch an inning with me. And as soon as they sat down, Judge hits a home run. And they know who Aaron Judge is. And we all were excited. It was a pretty cool moment. Then I finished watching the game. And Yankees are pretty good. But Red Sox are playing some decent baseball right now.
Yeah, they're two games over 500, but they're in the AL East, so they got no shot. Imagine if the Pirates were 37-35, they'd be in the number two wild card spot right now. It's like the SEC versus the, I don't know, Big East back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
See, hey, Rob Manfred, man, games are shorter. Attention spans have never been less in this country. And you guys sat down and watched a baseball game, and some people think Rob Manfred's done a bad job. I think he's done an awesome job.
Fantastic job.
You add an extra wild card, the games go quicker. You can watch Yankees Red Sox with your kids and not have to put them to bed. Back in the day, you'd watch Yankees Red Sox, you'd put your kids to bed, and then you'd be able to watch the last five innings of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Used to take 5.5 hours.
It was pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I used to like falling asleep to Sunday night baseball.
Never did that in my life.
So this is the first time for you?
Really, yeah, that I sat down.
And watched non-Pirate baseball
game. A non-Pirate baseball game, yes.
From start to finish.
Yes, maybe since I was, maybe the last 30 years, honestly.
I do that in the playoffs. I can't think of the last time I watched a regular season game that wasn't the Pirates from start to finish. It's just not that sport. You know, football, man, we're watching multiple games every single weekend.
Yeah. Right. Sunday night.
Another texter. You don't DFA a catcher for that. We're talking about the stealing of home. You tip your hat to the Rockies and move on. This show is a hodgepodge of nothingness. We're trying to hit on the entire Rockies series over this first hour here, and we got Mackie, and then we got Dan Zangrilli in the 9 o'clock hour. Look, if you think that's just a tip-of-the-cap moment to the Rockies, you can have and you are entitled to your opinion, but we are not going to see eye-to-eye on that.
No.
Oh, it just happens. No, it doesn't. That thing took 18 seconds from Grandal's hand into Jared Jones's glove. It's ridiculous. It's lazy. He was doing it all game. And the second you got Joey Bart back, and now you have Jason DeLay, you have absolutely no need for Yasmani Grandal.
It just didn't happen in the game. I mean, he's obviously been doing it for a while.
Yeah, they scouted it.
Right.
Like, that's the deal. Like, it's one thing if it happens and it's a one-time thing and whoa, holy cow.
Just... And a bad baseball team did it against you.
Right.
Like, scouted it and executed it against you. Tip your hat to them. That's bad.
That's really bad.
It's lazy.
It's not like advanced scouting where, well, we better look into Paul Skenes and we know on an 0-2 count, here's what he likes to throw, blah, blah, blah. No, their catcher's lazy. When are we going to take advantage of this? This is how they scouted that. I said we'd talk about the Heat. Not the Miami Heat, but the Heat here in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about how hot it's going to be this week at some point over the course of the show. Are you going to golf this week? Like, I'm not going outside.
No.
At all.
No.
All right, we'll get into it. But coming up next, you can call us, 412-928-9370. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cam Hayward prepared to end his career elsewhere. Wait until you hear the city he mentioned where he could see himself finishing things out. We'll talk about that next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado L2E crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.